Gene Shalit used to have a virtual monopoly on television film reviews, but in the last few years we've seen a proliferation of movie reviewers on TV, including programs featuring dueling film critics. Our film critic, Stephen Schiff, thinks that movie review shows on TV are changing the way that we look at movies.
Something has changed, I'm afraid, in the relations between smart people and film critics. More and more smart people are getting their film criticism from TV. They know that some of these televised critics have exactly two qualifications for their job. One, the ability to make any film title into a pun, and two, a remarkable mustache. But nobody takes those critics very seriously. Instead, smart people are tuning into the Gene and Roger show. Its current incarnation is called Siskel and Ebert in the movies. Now, I'm personally fond of Gene and Roger, and I congratulate them on inventing a diabolical new form of entertainment. But there's a danger here. A lot of people watching their television show may think that they are watching film criticism. In fact, film criticism's finest flower. And when people begin to adopt the Gene and Roger way of looking at movies, they believe they're getting to a film's essence when they leave the theater saying either, "I laughed, I cried," or else, "You know, I really cared about that horse." Gene and Rogerism is reasoned and seemingly analytical. It gives us the illusion that we're doing what film critics do, that is, monitoring our responses. And so it leaves us open to the basest forms of manipulation Hollywood can come up with. "I cried. I really cared about that horse." If we're to foster any hopes for the cinema's producing works worthy of its potential, we, the audience, have to realize that even the most minimally competent manipulator of film can make us cry or care. I mean, "reach out and touch someone" ads bring a tear to my eye. If I could demolish any popular notion about the movies, I think I would dynamite the idea that if you're watching a picture and something in it brings tears to your eyes, that picture must be pretty terrific. To me, tearjerkers are the soulless Don Juans of the cinema. They profess sincerity during the seduction and then steal away. At the heart of the tearjerker lies a monstrous insensitivity. After all, movies do open us up and make us feel vulnerable. That light dances on the screen and summons our emotions to the surface, where the wispiest breeze will send a ripple through them. Don Juans know how to work those emotions. Their methods are as routine as a tonsillectomy. They know that children and puppies and big hugs can draw dew from even the driest eyes. It's almost Pavlovian. There's nothing wrong with succumbing, of course. We all want to. But what bugs me is the way tearjerkers pass off the most egregious manipulations as art. When movies like On Golden Pond or Project X are taken seriously, their cool calculation becomes a form of brutality. They catch us with our guard down and bludgeon us into feeling, and then into a kind of innocent gratitude for what we've felt. "I felt something," we burble. "I really cared about that horse." If you leave a movie like On Golden Pond wet-eyed, well, you're no different from Gene or Roger or anybody else. But if you leave thinking you've just seen a great movie, you've been had.
Our film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.